Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my co-host, Ron.
Narf.
Did that again, huh?
Okay. Did I do that before?
Yeah, you did, actually.
Yes.
Maybe it wasn't Narf. I could be wrong. Timey-wimey. Whatever.
Yeah.
As you can tell, we are very, what does Ben Kissel say, relaxed fit. this episode, along with the next couple.
And the previous two.
And the previous couple. Are going to be just a fun little jaunt. On this one, we're covering... We're going over the bloopers from the Iron Man episode. And those, I had Ken and Brittany on for that one. I know Brittany's going to be coming back here soon-ish. I should probably get a hold of her and ask her. She's going to coming in for the Wonder Woman episode.
She's the one that was in love with Robert Downey Jr., right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. and then I want to have Ken on for when we cover The Boys. Have you watched that on Amazon yet? Oh, dude. You need to watch that.
The Boys.
It's good. Gotcha. And, you know, we'll cover the book. I got the book. First volume. Ken's got all of them. He loves that series. So we'll get that. I'll get him back in here on here for that. So we'll cover those in the future sometime. But as for the recommendations, I'm going to go ahead and give you guys two more. Start out with...
It's not a tumor.
Start out with the horror comics... Yeah, horror.
As opposed to whore. It's horror. Scaring you, not you're paying it for sex.
Horror comics podcast hosted by Chris. This is Chris from DC Comics Squadcast. And he goes over just horror comics throughout, you know, the decades. I know he's done some comics from the 50s. He's done here recently, him and another guy, Joey, I can't remember where, he helps out with Weird Science, DC Comics. He writes a blog for them or something. They've been covering the Hill House comics, Basketful of Heads, and
the preview one that you gave me, right? The little thing? Okay.
Yeah, Dollhouse Family. That's the other one. Those have been good. Those have been the last couple episodes, but I know Chris has said he's going to get back onto a lot of the older horror books. He releases those about once every other week. That varies depending on time for him as well. And they're also about hour and a half-ish, depending. Go give that one. Give that one a listen. I enjoy it. It's great. Just for the Hill House comics alone.
Just for the hill of it?
Just for the hill of it. Yep. also, want to give a recommendation to Weird Science DC Comics podcast. I just mentioned it with Joey. He, like I said, writes a couple reviews, a couple blogs for them. That one is hosted by Jim and Eric. And that's a podcast that I'll be honest, I don't listen to the whole thing because they're upwards of 3 hours long.
Holy shit.
Oh, that's just now. When I first found them years ago, they were about 8 hours long.
They cover
every book DC releases.
Oh, holy shit.
And at that time, they were giving it about 45 minutes to an hour talking on each issue. I started listening to them again. I hate to say it, guys, but I skipped through a lot of it. I 2 hours is a lot already.
Yeah.
Longer than that, it's just... Oof. But Jim and Eric know what they're talking. Like, they have great opinions on what's going on in the books. They also do, every once in a while, they'll give, like, a spotlight episode where it's just covering one issue. And that tends to be about a half hour to 45 minutes long, give or take. But yeah, they cover... DC Comics, and I mean, if you've noticed with all of these podcasts that I've recommended, they're all DC-based.
Gee, I wonder why that is, Joey.
You can give recommendations, too.
I don't listen to enough podcasts to give recommendations.
I don't want to hear it.
Here, let me look through my list. I'll just start throwing out the random shit that I listen to. What?
That's later.
Okay.
Once I get through all the comic podcasts, that's what I'm going to start doing. But no, yeah, give Weird Science. I know they have a Marvel one as well. I don't know much about that one. Again, I'm not a big Marvel guy. So give both of those a listen. Weird Science is good. Horror Comics podcast is good. Don't you dare do it. I swear to God.
What?
I'm only doing two an episode.
No, that's fine. I was actually just trying to see which ones I actually had up here.
Okay.
Because really, I've got ours. I've got Emily's. And then I've got the Wreck My Podcast ones.
Nice.
Which I've only listened to a couple episodes of because...
Have you listened to the older ones? Like old, like first ones?
I listened to one that was like comics that all 90s kids should be able to... Or cartoons 90s kids should be able to know by their theme song intros.
Okay.
I did pretty good on the quiz they had on that one. Nice. Anyways, but continue back to what we were doing.
Yeah, we'll talk about that one here in a minute.
I'm going to make you edit your edited or your
bloopers. Yeah, it's whatever. So, yeah, let's go ahead and get into our Iron Man blooper coverage with Ken and Brittany. Brittany likes to talk.
Yeah.
Brittany, I love her to death. She's so adorable. Everything she says is great. So I guarantee most of the stuff in this episode
is going to be
cut out. Probably are going to be in the other episodes. So, but there are a lot that I did cut out.
I was like, I know when we did the big, you know, massive group for the.
I kept a lot of that stuff in there.
No, I just meant that, like, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
She talked a lot, like, in that little thing, too.
Yeah. So, yeah, let's go ahead and get to the episode.
Let's do this.
And we have Janice Cord, mm-hmm. who comes... Apparently, she was a love interest of Tony Stark.
Yes.
Before this issue. And she is talking to her head scientist, Alex. You have his name by chance? I can't remember his name off the top of my head. Nixon Alex, or something like Niven?
Niven.
Yes, Niven. Alex Niven.
And he is trying to... He's doing some sort of project... Still late at night. She comes wandering in, wondering what's... She's heard the music on the radio.
And she's like, why are you working here so late?
And he's just hiding up a project. It's like, whatever, no big deal. But then he starts putting the moves on her.
And she obviously does not look okay with this.
Are you sure?
Look at this third panel right here.
Look at this panel right here.
Yeah.
Where she does embrace it.
A little bit, but I would like to say that first one is like, what are you doing?
Shock and surprise.
Shock and surprise does not mean that you should shock and surprise anyone, okay? No means no, guys. No means no.
Thank you. I think I just put an episode out where I did talk about raping and consent and you need it. And yeah.
Yeah. She might have been surprised, then she was like, well... I guess, because this is also the 60s, right? Where, like, women are just... Late 60s, yeah. Early 70s. Like, women are like, well, I guess, because it's a guy.
Yeah, the guys give me attention. You know what? I'm going to stop myself right there.
Yeah.
I'm going to stop myself right there.
So, no.
Okay.
I'm going to say this was a no. Panel three, second row, it was a no.
Yeah, but panel two
of row third three. Row is, yes. She's got her arm. She's going,
she's going, hey, what? Great splash page.
Well, we go back over to Alex and Janice, and Alex is still trying to woo her to no avail, although he seems to think that it just takes a couple more times of wooing and... He'll basically snag her away from Tony Stark.
Yeah, and I have opinions about that.
Please air your opinions.
I just think that if a woman does not like you, that's okay. I think you should just pursue the next woman. This whole like keep going for it mentality needs to stop because it is continuing the whole like no doesn't mean no thing. So, yeah, I'm going to continue with my whole thing from the last podcast. No means no. If she doesn't like you, that's okay. There are plenty of fish in the sea.
You and Emily will be great friends.
Going back to the comic, though, this is the point where he says to her that Stark disappeared for a long time, and... He came back and never even tried to get in touch with her.
So he's he's basically throwing shade at Tony. He's like,
he doesn't care about you.
Exactly. And I'm here. I do care.
And for her, she needs to be all like, yeah, Tony's not interested / busy, and I need to go with my own life. And if that means she wants him, fine. Or she can be like, I'm living my own life, finding my own man that isn't Alex, who's creepy as crap and kissing me when I don't want him to be kissing me. She can go date her own men.
I'm not judging. You got really angry.
I did. I got really sassy angry.
That's fine. Nothing wrong with that. So Lucifer, Charlie, grabs a car, throws it at Stark, or Iron Man. Iron Man grabs it, puts it back on the ground, and then the lady drives away. The entire time the lady's in the car, sitting perfectly still, hands 10 and 2, like, there's no big deal. Like,
I mean, I have to imagine being that woman that, like, okay, just gonna sit right here and not poop. Like, what else are you gonna do?
Well, most of them, they're always frantic, like, trying to flail.
Nope. She just drives away when she's done.
Yep. Like, back on the ground, I'm gone.
I mean, I would drive away. Would you want to sit there?
I mean, I'd just probably sit there and watch.
You're like, I'm not going to get picked up again, more than likely. I mean,
to be fair, maybe. But to be fair, when there's an accident on the road,
do you not just
slow down and look?
You do slow down and look. But I would probably drive away after my car was picked up.
The house has this little, like, 4-foot by 4-foot concrete pad in the back. Not even, like, 3 by 3 more. Apparently the guy who lived there before us, well, who built it, I think, was a CB radio guy. Because he's got his call sign carved into the concrete, and then when you search for it, his name comes up, and it says, like...
John Schmoot.
Who has that, and he just renewed it in 2012, and it's like, well...
He's dead now. Sorry. So. really, he's not active. He's dead. Janice hit boys' dicks. She dies. Tony's sad.
Janice hits boys' dicks, huh?
Janice hit.
I know, boys' comma. Dicks.
She dies. Tony's sad. That was like. That's the end of that book.
And that is the...
I love that. Oh, man. Okay.
So... She dies. Tony's sad.
That's the end of that book. You know what? I knew when I started reading this, I was like, I don't think I'm going to like her that much.
Well, I didn't even think... Yeah, no. You're not wrong. She was kind of
She was used as a plot device. Yeah. And I was like, this is terrible writing.
Again, 60s. Almost 70s.
Almost 70s.
I'm not saying they did that a lot, but
they did that a lot.
But as the police are trying to take care of the Titanium Man, we go back over to Cord Industries or the Cord Factory. And Janice
catches a sloppy Alex.
Very sloppy.
Because he's all working on his dynamo.
Right, he's trying to fix it. Like, he had just gotten back from the fight with Iron Man, and now he's trying to do quick repairs so that he can go back to Iron Man.
Right.
And destroy him.
But he doesn't even think about what time it is, who could be in the building.
Shutting the door.
Shutting the door.
Yeah, or locking it.
Because he was like... Oh, I neglected to check the lab door.
Well, yes, but I think the one thing that we've all pieced together so far, just reading this, is that Janice is there at night.
Every night.
Do your work during the day.
Yep.
But yeah, she walks in. She sees that the Crimson Dynamo out in the suit, realizes that Alex is the Crimson Dynamo.
Mm-hmm.
And then we come to find out that Alex... Nevin is really Alex Nevesky.
But we only find this out after he violently shakes her.
Yes.
So I would still like to point out, no means no.
He's a dick.
He's a douche.
Yeah. Yeah.
So he gives her his entire backstory of being a
screwed over working for bad guys.
of the original mm-hmm. Crimson Dynamo.
Which I really appreciated that. Like, I mean, I know the monologue, just stop, but I do appreciate
I do him like, saying it. Yeah, mm-hmm. I do like the backstory. It gives us a lot more info on him.
Mm-hmm.
But then also, like, bad guys be bad. Don't work for them, dude.
Yeah.
Well, that was a state. That was a government.
Bad governments be bad. Don't work for the bad government.
It's Russia.
It's Russia. You can't... He was...
Leave Russia.
He did.
Leave Germany.
Well, I think he
and
did.
He's still working for them.
No, he's not.
No,
but he wants revenge for them.
He wants revenge for Professor Valko.
Who was a bad guy?
Who was his mentor?
Professor Valko.
Bad guy.
The professor.
Mentor. Bad guy.
Mentor.
Bad guy.
The professor.
Why do you gotta be the voice of reason here, Ken?
He's still a bad guy, and I'm saying don't work
the
for
professor.
Bad guys.
The professor.
So he hopped ship, came to America. Mm-hmm. The problem was, by the time he got over here, Valko had already died, drowned, if I'm correct. So he's basically just taking revenge on Iron Man and Stark. So,
because he blames
he
blames them for the defection mm-hmm. of his mentor.
And that's what he's telling Janice. I will give Janice credit; she did stay the entire time to hear it. Mm-hmm. Instead of just running off.
Right. But we don't see those panels of how that happened.
No.
Or why she's so compassionate.
Plot
device.
Majorly, because then he's trying to woo her again. And she's still not.
She's still not having it. But she's very nice and like, you know what? I'm going to be reasonable with you and listen, because maybe then you'll be a reasonable person back.
Well, he even says that, you know, when he got jealous of her hanging out with Stark more and more.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he was all for trying to take everything away from him. But when he got to know her and he started falling for her. Mm-hmm.
Typical bad guy spiel. No one said I was wrong!
So he leaves Sitwell, who's his head of security. He's like, alright, I gotta go. Bye, see ya. But as he's leaving, we see a gun come up in the back of his seat. Somebody has stowed away his car, which I just want to say, apparently your head of security sucks. Maybe you should just get rid of them.
I mean, most security people in comic books are terrible, though.
Anymore, yeah.
And we find this really hot blonde in the back seat.
Yeah, and her name is Bonnie Parker. Her name is Cheryl Potter.
I was like, who is Bonnie Parker?
It wasn't there.
She said, I'm sorry, making like Bonnie Parker isn't really my scene.
Yeah, that's my bad.
Bonnie and Clyde?
No. Yeah.
That's my bad.
I didn't mean to go all Bonnie and Clyde and hijack your car, but I needed to talk to you.
Okay.
I was like, so, when did we start
Cheryl that? Cheryl Potter. There we go. Apparently, she had just got married recently.
Cheryl Porter.
You know what?
Just got married.
The blonde.
The hot blonde in the back seat.
Just got married. Thank you for that. Just got married. But her husband, Jeff.
Nice drugs.
What?
I said she had nice drugs. They're right
there.
We're
on a microphone. It gets picked up.
She's in the first panel.
I did it.
You asked.
You're
going to say it out loud.
You're being recorded.
I'm aware. I just figured I'd say it out loud. We get it over with. Laugh. Keep moving on.
It's fine. It just threw me off. It all threw me off because you whispered it, and I'm like, huh?
Well, I did because I just thought we'd keep moving on.
That's fine.
And then you asked, and I was like, well, I'll just go for it.
Might as
well. Okay.
You know, I can edit most of the stuff out anyway. It's totally fine. I may keep it in. We'll see.
I mean, if you keep it in, it could just be part of the blooper reel.
I actually do this. I got plenty for a blooper reel. So,
It's
I got plenty for these episodes alone.
Great.
It's even more hilarious than it was the girl.
Well, nowadays, though, it's all totally fine.
All right, guys, that's it for this episode. You can get a hold of us on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. Go ahead and send in those emails. We'll read them on the show and give you a shout out. And we will be back next time with more bloopers.